It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
All right, we're here live at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. This is Melissa Kay with WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I am here at Aspirus Riverview for Lights of Love. This is such a fun event, and we are excited to be here. We've got people pulling in to join us here at the parking lot. And I've got with me Lisa Skiba. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I'm so happy the station's with us tonight.
We're excited to be here. Let's tell us quick which parking lot our listeners can come and join us.
We're in the front of the hospital, the main parking lot number one.
Number one.
Number one. And then we're going to be set up facing the expressway. So you should see us as you pull in, standing at the radio station and preparing for everyone to join us.
Yeah, and pretty, and we got cookies out here, right? I see baskets. Those must be cookies. So if you're brave and you want to venture out for a cookie, please do so. So Lisa, tell us a little bit about what you do here at the hospital.
So I am the Vice President of Ancillary Services. That means I help work, support the teams in some of our areas, imaging, wound center. We also work with the therapy department, the laboratory, facilities, environmental services, and food nutrition. So yay, ancillary services.
That's a lot. You just listed off a whole lot of things that I honestly didn't even know were at the hospital that seemed like, logically, that you need those things.
Yes, they're all very important departments. Lots of cogs to move the wheels to take care of our patients and our community. I've been here 29 years, so that's why I have a lot of hats I help get, teams I get to work with.
Oh, wow. I'm very impressed. Thank you. Thank you for doing that for our area and for this hospital. So let's delve into some of those a little deeper. Or do you want to go into the history here of Lights? Let's talk about Lights of Love. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the history of this. I know this is at least our third year doing this with you. It's my first, so I'm excited to be here. So when did this all begin?
So this program started in 2001. So we're very excited to keep the tradition going. It started by our Riverview Auxiliary group. There were community members who wanted to help the community. They helped different projects. They had fundraisers. And this was started by one member who spread it out to the group, and they wanted to raise money specifically for the cancer center and patient care at the hospital here. So we've been very excited that we've been able to continue the tradition and invite WFHR to be part of it these last couple of years.
So, and it's branched out since then as far as what these funds go towards, because it's more than just cancer now, right?
Correct. So we work now with the Aspirus Riverview Foundation. The funds are channeled through that group to help any community needs, benefiting the greatest health and wellness needs we need in the community. And that's really based on community health assessments. So we work also with the county and other agencies to help determine what this community needs to address wellness and health.
And that's one of those things that I've seen go out, like there's a survey that people can take at, is it Healthy People Wood County? And then they can take that survey and let us know what the needs are in the community.
Absolutely. So if you ever are encountered with that option to take a survey, this is how your voice can be heard on what you think your community needs to promote health and wellness in this community.
And those are anonymous as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is just gathered by the agencies. And then you think about all the entities. We talked about all the cogs in the wheel that have to work at a hospital. It's the same thing in the community. How can all these agencies come together and not, you know, work against each other or even duplicate their efforts, but how can we join together to multiply our efforts? And really, you know, we are trying to address things like mental health, behavioral health, substance abuse, active communities, keeping people in the wellness mode, and then cancer care. All of that is important.
And all of those things we definitely have been trying to promote and talk about more, because some of those have been taboo subjects over the years. Like, we just don't talk about mental health. I mean, now this is 20 years ago, we didn't. But now, I mean, it's a much more important topic because it helps people know they're not alone. They're not the only ones dealing with these things, and there is a community here to help them.
Absolutely. This is my community. I grew up here. Left for a while, but came back and started working here at the hospital, and that is a big change in the generation. It's just so exciting, I think, to see generations improve on those type of communications, on those subjects that certainly myself as a teenager would have never thought about talking about. So I personally think that's very helpful and great for people to expand that and be willing to talk about those things.
Wonderful. Well, we are going to take a little quick break here and hear from some of our wonderful community sponsors. And we will be back. Lisa, we may need to speak with you some more. And but come on down. We're here in the West parking lot, or what, West, right?
Parking lot number one.
And come down here and join us. We got a PA set up. You can stay warm in your cars and listen to us on the radio. This is Melissa Kay with WFHR, locally grown radio. Hello and welcome back to WFHR here at Lights of Love. We're excited to be here. I've got Lisa Skiba with me, and we are here to talk about Lights of Love. We've heard a little bit about the history, but I believe you have more to tell us about that, Lisa.
Well, what we'd like to share is what we do with these funds that we raise. So Lights of Love is a program where you, as a community member, family, loved one, can donate some money based on either you want to honor someone in your life or you want to remember somebody who has passed on. We also have one of our sponsors, Richie Fellner Nakusin Funeral Home, who are always honor all the people, families they have helped in the last year, and they make a donation based on those individuals. They're listed in our program. So all these family members are and loved ones are being remembered. With that donation, then that goes to the Spirus Riverview Foundation. We use those funds, again, to address the community and wellness needs of the community. Okay?
And we've talked a little bit about those wellness needs, and that has to do with mental and behavioral health, cancer, basically support of our community and directly helping the things that we need to support in our community based on what we're hearing feedback from people in the community.
Correct. So all the healthcare agencies, as well as Wood County Health Department, Public Health Department, other social services type agencies, all come together and do a community health assessment. They can help us identify areas where multiple agencies across the community can assist. Our foundation then is one group that can help sponsor some of these programs. So some of the examples of some of the programs we have helped through this Lights of Love fundraiser include, we created a soft interview room at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Yeah, tell me what you mean by a soft interview room.
So if you've watched police procedural type shows, you might...
Like CSI or NCIS?
So a lot of those offices seem very sterile, and it's not exactly an environment that helps the individual feel comfortable speaking and explaining what happened. So what we're trying to do is promote something that's called trauma-informed care, okay? And that is an evidence-based practice where of individuals coming in reporting any type of assault. They often want to have a space that's more welcoming to do that. So a soft interview room is considered integral to that trauma-informed care.
Because they're a victim here in that, not necessarily, you know, like we think of interview rooms, we're thinking like somebody who robbed a bank or a criminal of some sort that did something wrong.
They're not, right. They're not the perpetrator.
Right.
So therefore, they want to create an environment where they can feel welcome speaking.
Right.
So that space should be comfortable, shouldn't be very stark. The individual should feel physically and emotionally safe to speak. And so that can really have a significant impact on the interview process. So that's one example of some of the Aspirus Riverview Foundation work where these raising opportunities can help promote.
Okay. And that is a something that I don't think we think about on just like until you're in that situation, you don't realize, wow, this room's not very welcoming. I don't know that I feel comfortable talking to this person across from me that I don't know. Whereas having a comfortable space to feel like, you know, I'm not the bad person here, or I didn't do anything wrong, and I can help and I can share. So that's one of the examples that these funds go to. And you have some more for us.
Sure. Another opportunity we had was to create a safe space at Washington Elementary fourth grade school to help students stay in their seats, remain engaged in their lessons, and de-escalate if they find themselves needing to focus again and be able to learn again.
Now, fourth grade was a long time ago for me, and perhaps for many of our listeners, but I remember that was a rather difficult thing to do, to stay still when you're an active fourth grader and you just want to get up and run around. But it's important to be able to stay engaged in your lessons. So explain to me what that looks like.
I think a difference also is in this day and age compared to when you and I were in fourth grade. You know, we just had a very probably rigid expectation of what a classroom should look like, you know, how students were expected to behave, for instance. And we certainly know now that every student operates differently. They learn differently. And we want every student to be successful. So we've got to create the best space for that student. And this allows a little more flexibility. This allows that particular student to have that space to find what's right for them working with their teacher.
Yeah, and what's comfortable for them. And as we learn more about the learning process, we know that each person learns individually. Like we all have our own learning method. I do better sometimes reading things, or sometimes I do better with a lecture and taking notes and then reviewing those notes. I mean, and now I'm speaking as having a former college student, but, you know, as a kid, you need different approaches for different kids.
Mm-hmm. So this flexible seating option that this space allows gives kids control of that environment and letting them select the best fits for their needs each day, because each day might be different. And it really creates a safe space where they can also, teacher can use sensory tools to help them self-regulate. That's also another concept that wasn't something we thought about when we were in school, but where they can self-regulate because they know the things that help them be successful, and they can have a space to be successful there.
And that's really helpful for the teacher, too, because we definitely know that student-to-teacher ratios have gone up. We have a shortage of teachers and help in classrooms, so students being able to self-regulate is going to only help that classroom stay going and keep forward motion and learning happening, which is, of course, the point of that.
Right. Schools can be very stressful.
Yes.
Right. So when kids are trying to learn, you know, they have to manage, again, their emotions, their behaviors. And this new seating option and tools help them, again, to self-regulate throughout the day for the moment what they need, which makes learning safe and enjoyable for the whole classroom.
That's wonderful. And that's just two examples of what these funds are going to help. We're touching on some of those as opposed to maybe some of the more touchier things that people have gone through, losing someone, fighting cancer, these other things that also go that have touched all of us and that we deal with often. Well, I think we're going to take another break here, Lisa, and hopefully we've got a few more of our interviewees showing up soon. And this is Melissa Kay. We are at Lights of Love here at Riverview Aspirus. Please come down and join us. You can sit in your cars and stay warm, hear us on the radio or through the PA. And we do have, look at all those cookies. There is a massive amount of cookies here, people. You definitely want to come down and grab one. The lovely ladies will help you make your selection, because I don't know how you're going to choose. There's so many. So this is Melissa Kay. We are down here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. With WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
We're at Aspirus Riverview Hospital for the Lights of Love celebration. And we're just, sorry, I I had a moment to get back because I was chatting with Nancy and Nancy from the ancillary that they're the volunteers for Lights of Love. And one of the founders of this, I believe, Nancy Sorensen and Nancy Myers, thank you both for being here. They had to come up and get a cookie, and these cookies are giant. It's like a meal. So if you're hungry or you want a good treat, come on down and get a cookie. We are thankful to Solaris for donating those cookies and sponsoring this Lights of Love event, which is such a great event for our community. And we're just having fun down here. Everybody's pulling into the parking lot. So you should come down and join us. We're waiting for a few more of our interviewees. And they are not quite here yet, so we're going to go through a few of the community events we have coming up. There is a community blood drive, two community blood drives scheduled here in December that also help out Aspirus and help out our community immensely. And those are scheduled for Monday, December 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. Of course, these are at the former East Junior High School Music Room, room 111. And that is at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are always welcome. And you can call 866-566-5900 to schedule an appointment there. That's the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, and they are the primary blood donor, a supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. And then the next event is on Tuesday, December 19th. So they're right back to back. If you can't make it on Monday, you can come down on Tuesday. That's actually my mom's birthday. So I will be trying to make it down one of those days to donate blood because it is such an important need in all communities, but especially this time of year around the holidays. So that Tuesday date, December 19th, is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., if you can get down and help out by donating blood, you can be a hero and help support your community and the wonderful work that our hospitals and our communities do here. And those that blood does, they are the main supplier for Aspirus here. We've got a couple other events coming up. Of course, the craft show at Nakusa is this weekend on Saturday, December 2nd. They have over 30 vendors and crafters scheduled to be at the Port Edwards Community Center, Township of Port Edwards Community Center, 1766 Highway G. They are going to be open from 9 to 3, and that is this Saturday, December 2nd. Of course, this is the perfect time of year to go see those vendors. Because if you need to get some holiday shopping in, maybe a little early Christmas shopping, although I don't know if this is early. I heard the biggest sale days of the year were this Friday. Of course, Black Friday is a big shopping day. And then also Cyber Monday. And hopefully you hit up a few of our small businesses for Small Business Saturday and got those passports stamped from the Chamber of Commerce and got those turned in. I know that they're doing that drawing, I want to say, on December 4th. I believe that's when that's happening. And if you need another thing to do this weekend, there is Heritage Holidays is going to be taking place at a Point Boss where the citizens are celebrating the holidays there. That's this Saturday from 1 to 5. You can enjoy holiday traditions and decorations of the past. They're also even going to have some foods of this historic period that you can sample. It's $3 for adults and just $2 for students. And hello, I'm being approached here by a gentleman. How are you this evening?
Very well. I'm Lon Radke. I'm a greeter at the Riverview Aspirus Hospital here, and I just thought I'd come out and check out the facilities and check out the lighting. We have cookies here, and for the folks, you can stay in your cars, and we'll come up and give you the cookies. And
oh, wait, you do cookie deliveries?
Oh, you darn right we will. Yep, you sure will. And I just wanted an opportunity to ask that, you know, if people are out in the community and they'd like to volunteer at Aspirus, please contact Carrie. We're always looking for volunteers. You know, it's very good to be a part of the community. We have like 4-hour shifts, some elderly people, and as younger, come and volunteer, and it's just a part of being community here at Aspirus.
Well, that's not so bad, a four-hour shift. So tell me what you do in the volunteer segment here.
Well, the volunteers, what we'll do is a lot of different departments like surgery or heart and vascular. What we'll do is they'll ask for somebody to push the wheelchair for a person or escort them to them certain departments here at the hospital.
I suppose it can be a little confusing of going from one area to another, and if you need a little assistance to find it, you guys are the people to go to.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we have multiple buildings here because we've added on throughout the years. So we have the ER in one section of the hospital, and then we have the clinic over in the other section. So sometimes it can be confusing for people when they come, so we'd like to escort them and make sure that they find their way.
Well, and that's a long ways to push a wheelchair if you don't know where you're going, and you got to stop and ask for directions.
Yes, definitely. And sometimes in the colder weather, too, as you get older, your bones get a little, you slow down.
Oh, that's very true. And we're a little chilled out here tonight, but it's not that bad. I was surprised.
Yeah, definitely. I came out here. I don't have my stocking cap on, but I should. It's cold and flu season. But no, it's not that bad. It's actually pretty nice out. It's a good night to be out, and it's a great time to come out and check out the lighting.
And a fun event. And those cookies do look good.
Yes, definitely. And, it's such a great event with this lighting of the trees. It's more of a memorial. A lot of people that give the money unfortunately lost loved ones, and they want to give back to the community, and they donate money to provide these trees and the lightings. And as they pass through here on the expressway, they have a chance to see the trees. And, so nobody wants to be alone during the holidays, so it gives them a little sense of community and maybe remembering your loved ones at this time.
Yeah, a visual representation of the good that they are doing by making this donation and putting back into the community.
Yes, definitely. That's what we're all about here at Aspirus, and community is number one.
Well, thank you for coming up and talking to me. Is it Lon?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And tell me again, just quickly, so for our listeners, how they can get in touch with to help out if they want to volunteer.
Well, you can give Carrie a call. She's our volunteer coordinator, or Katie. Just call the Riverview Aspirus number, the main line, and they'll get you to them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for chatting with me. And this gentleman does cookie deliveries. Do you know all the kinds of cookies over there?
Well, I know a few. I know we have Reese's Pieces peanut butter cookies, and I think there's a few other delicious ones. I'm sure there's chocolate chip.
No doubt. And they look delicious. They are definitely going to be the dessert the icing on the cake tonight. Dessert cookie on the cookie on the cake? Is that a thing?
Well, cookie on the cutter or whatever you want to say it, but yes.
No, that's smarter. Thank you for talking to me, Lon. Oh, this is a fun event. You guys need to come down. The parking lot is filling up. We've got more people arriving. So come on down here. We're in parking lot number one. I do believe they want you to enter from the east side of the parking lot. We are down here right by the Riverview Expressway. You can see us set up over right next to the trees here. The actual trees that are going to be lit up are down a little bit further, and we will move over there. Well, the people will move over there when we light up the trees at the end of the ceremony here. And we do want to mention that the Richie and Feldner Funeral Home, Richie Funeral Home, is a sponsor of this event here tonight of Lights of Love. And they their tagline is honoring lives and celebrating memories. They are one of the sponsors here, and they make a donation in honor of all of the families that they've assisted this last year, throughout the year, to honor them and in their memory, to add another light to the tree. And as I said before, we have Solaris who donated the delicious cookies, and I'm going to go snag one of during the next break here because they do look really yummy. And if you don't want to get out of your car, just open your window and flag Lon down and he'll come bring you one because they do look good. And then, of course, we are also sponsors of this event, and we're here, and we'd love for you to come on up and say hi and to join us here at the Aspirus Riverview Lights of Love. We're going to also talk now about, let's see, we covered the Heritage Holidays. Oh, the 7th Annual Christmas Tree Walk is also beginning this weekend. It's starting on December 2nd and running the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from noon to 4. And that's the Southwood County Historical Museum located on 540 3rd Street South here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a free event, and it's open to all ages. I believe they have multiple levels of trees and decorations set up that you can go and wander through in the warmth and see their annual Christmas tree walk. It's going to also run on December 8th from 5 to 8, and then on December 9th and 10th from noon to 4 again. So it's running for 2 weekends, and you can catch this at the Southwood County Historical Museum. Also this weekend is the Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir. Their holiday concert is Celebrate the Season, and that is at 4 p.m. on Saturday. So after you catch the tree walk, you can go down to this wonderful holiday concert at First Congregational Church, 311 2nd Street South here in Wisconsin Rapids, and enjoy the sounds of the season, the songs of the season, with these dedicated choralers who have worked hard for this holiday concert for you. And then we also have of course, the winter market is happening on Saturdays now. They are in full swing. This is now in the basement of the Moravian Church. I believe this is the second year that they're in the basement with their holiday winter market. Or not holiday. Well, it may be holiday-ish with the vendors there with their wares. And you can catch them in the basement of the Moravian Church. They are located at 310 First Avenue South. The market runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they do have a Facebook page and also their website to go, and you can see what vendors are going to be there. Or if you want to sign up to be a vendor, you can also do that. It's in the basement, but they do have an elevator. So you can head down the elevator so it's accessible to everyone. And that is every Saturday this winter from 9 to 1 p.m. And then we also have, let's see, this is just telling me more about the winter market. Fresh and locally produced food that is up in the wintertime at the Moravian Church. And it does run weekly. It's open to the public, of course, that we wouldn't be telling you about it if it wasn't. And you can find baked goods, microgreens, spices, apple cider, tamales, eggs, handcraft items, and more. You know, we have such wonderful helpers here tonight. Thank you, Frank, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Frank. He is down here directing traffic. He will keep you safe. He is helping with the lights. I've also got some street lights here, so we're doing all right. But come on down here to Lights of Love. We're having a good time. We're going to have the kids out here soon to sing to you. Our program starts at 5:30, where we move on down to the we'll head down to the trees when we do the lighting, but we've got a full program that's starting at 5:30. But come and join us now, because you can get some delicious cookies. We've got volunteers here. If you want one brought to your vehicle, we've got parking right here in front of where we're set up. So you can come down and join us with the fun that we are having. There's a little bit of dancing going on, too. But, you know, whatever it takes to stay warm, we got to do what we can. And so we are going to take another break here for a little bit, but come on down to Lights of Love at Spirus Riverview Hospital. We're in parking lot number 1. This is Melissa Kay with WFHR, locally grown radio. Hello, this is Melissa Kay with WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I am here at Aspirus Riverview Lights of Love. The parking lot is slowly filling up. We've got people arriving. We've got cookies out here, so you need to come up and grab a cookie for sure, because there's so many to choose from. I bet you if you stick your arm out and flag, somebody will come and ask you what you want as an order. Yep, Lisa's giving me the thumbs up. So if you don't want to venture out of your car, she will happily bring you some choices of cookies. We're having fun down here tonight talking about Lights of Love and this wonderful event that does so much for our community. And now I'm excited to have with me Paige Jackin. She is the 6th grade teacher at RAMS, and she was in charge of a fun essay contest on giving in the community. Hi, Paige.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I was surprised. I thought I'd be a lot colder than I am, but it's not too bad out here if you're dressed properly.
Yeah, definitely. Just make sure you have some extra gloves and some scarves and hats when you come on down.
Yes, it's very helpful. Those layers, it, you know, we live in Wisconsin, and it's an important thing to have layers for sure. So how, tell me about this contest.
Yeah, so this is a contest that we open up to all of the sixth grade students, and they all have the opportunity to write about what giving in the community means to them. So we all take some time, we brainstorm, we do a lot of fun activities just to get those thoughts flowing about how they can write and share what really it means to them to give to others.
And just for those of us who don't see sixth graders every day, remind us the age range here.
Yes, so the sixth graders are 11 and 12 year olds.
Okay, and how many sixth grade classes are there at RAMS?
We actually have them split. So there's four English teachers, and all of the kids are split up between us four English teachers for their English language arts classes.
Okay. So how many years have you been teaching, Paige? Because I have to say, you strike me as a young woman.
Yes, this is my fourth year teaching.
Wow. So what got you interested in teaching?
I've always, I remember growing up just playing with my sisters, and we would always play school, so it just kind of naturally went from there. I have a lot of strong teachers that are in my family that I had to look up to, and it just was kind of a natural progression for me to become a teacher as well.
And is RAMS your first school that you've taught at?
Yes, I graduated in 2019 and from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. And then I started my first year teaching the fall of 2020 at RAMS.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm so glad that you're here with us. Tell us a little bit more here. I've got how many years, do you know how many years the sixth graders have been participating in this event?
This is the third year that the sixth graders from RAMS are able to participate in this contest.
And then the contest, you said you give them the option. So this is an optional thing that they want to participate.
So what we actually do is we have it be an assignment so that all of the kids get to participate. And then once they have their essays written, then they can let me know if they would like me to submit their essays. So then it's kind of a choice there. And if some of them maybe are a little too nervous, we encourage them. They read them all in front of the class, and the classmates help encourage them as well to submit their writing.
That's wonderful, because then it's as an assignment, because it's a good assignment, learning about what giving is in a community, and a great thing for 11 and 12 year olds to experience. But then to give them the option of if they want to submit it or not, that's wonderful. And then so this contest in helping them, how long do they have to work on this?
So usually we take about one or two class periods, and we do a lot of the brainstorming, different activities, just talking about what giving means and all of that. And then they have about a week of time to write it. And while they're writing it, we're doing other things as well. But they have a week to write it, polish it, edit it, and then make it ready so then they can share it in front of the class and then go on to submit it for the giving writing assignment.
Wonderful. And then when they have that process that they're going along with, do you help them, give them pointers on the polishing, or are there any peer reviews that they do throughout the class?
Yeah, definitely. So in sixth grade, they definitely work a lot in partners, in small groups, and we go through all of the different steps of the editing process just so they can start getting their feet wet on how that all works and how it works in the middle school setting.
Wonderful. And just jump back here a second. What was sixth grade what you wanted to teach when you graduated?
When I graduated, I'm trying to think. I did student teaching in early elementary and in sixth grade, and I really loved both of them. And it just so happened that a job position opened up in sixth grade, and I love it, and that's where I'll be for the foreseeable future.
That's great. Oh, it's always good to love what you do. It makes it less of a job and more of a like excitement to go to work every day. How many students do you have?
I have about 75 students, and it's always a great time. Sixth graders are amazing, and we have a lot of fun with all the learning that we do.
Wonderful. And is it, you said you're an English teacher. So at sixth grade, and sorry, I did not go to public schools as a kid. I actually attended a one room schoolhouse when I was in grade school. So I had one teacher for every subject. But is sixth grade when they split and they have multiple teachers?
Yeah. So at RAMS, they come from all of the different elementary schools in the area. And then sixth grade is the first year that they are with all of the sixth graders in the district, and they switch from class to class throughout the day.
Is that a big transition for them? Do you think that that's just, or is it just part of the stepping stones as you progress through school?
Yeah, it's definitely part of the stepping stones. It's new for them to come, but Rams is a great place and the kids love it and they love coming to school. So it's really cool to see those fifth graders become sixth graders
and see that progression. Oh, that's so great. Well, I definitely am appreciative. Tell us a little bit, because give us a sneak preview of who we have coming to join us later.
Yeah, so we have four of the students that were chosen from Rams. We have Micah, Ada, Vivian, and Mason, and they all did a really great job. Each one of their writing pieces is a little bit different of a format. Some are stories, some are essays, and it's just really cool to see all the hard work that they put into this.
And then when you said that you give them the option to submit their essay, how is that process then? How do they get chosen?
So then that goes to the board and the committee for the Love Lights. And then out of all of the essays that we give them, they go through and then they pick their top four.
Wonderful. And that's a great learning experience for the students as well, to have that excitement of submitting something and then to be chosen. So really looking forward to speaking with them later. Are all four of them coming tonight?
Yes, all four of them will be here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for joining me, Paige.
Thank you.
Oh, we're having so much fun down here at Lights of Love at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. You can join us here in the east, or parking lot number one. I keep wanting to say east parking lot. But join us in parking lot number one, where we are hanging out. We got people in their cars listening in radios where they're nice and warm. We have a whole large selection of cookies that were donated by Solaris, and we're very appreciative of them for donating those. They also made a donation to the Lights of Love Foundation, and they are committed to making Central Wisconsin a great place to live, work, and do business. Well, it is a little bit chilly. The wind has died down, so it's actually not too bad out here. I'm getting thumbs up from people out there listening. We've got people eating cookies. We're having a good time. So come down and join us here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital in parking lot number one. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR, locally grown radio. This is Melissa Kay with WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I am here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital for the Lights of Love ceremony. We've got people pouring in. We've got people walking around getting cookies, and the cookies look amazing. So make sure you come on up and get them. There's multiple boxes and kinds to choose from, and I even see some in reserve. So we're not going to run out anytime soon. I have a new guest here with me now. This is Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, everyone.
Amber Holmes, correct?
Yes.
And you are the care coordinator here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Explain to me what that is.
So I would help with any discharge planning that yourself or your loved one would have at the time you get discharged. So whether that's home health, rehab somewhere, I help navigate that next steps for everyone.
So this is after you've had a procedure or after you've had a surgery or something along those lines?
It could be after any hospital stay. It could be if you're in the ER needing anything. It could be sometimes we get needs from the clinic. We just are your support team when you have any discharge obstacles that you need to navigate through. So you're not alone in that process.
That's wonderful. So if you have follow-up questions or something isn't feeling quite right, or you have another appointment that you need to go afterwards?
Well, we help just delegate who would be doing that and setting up those needs for you. Sometimes it is just an overload of information when you are here at the hospital for any reason. And so it's just having that person to help be that go in between to help be your advocate in that sense.
Okay, so a support system for you as you're navigating this, whatever you had done and what needs to happen afterwards.
Yeah, and connecting you to community resources or programs that would be a benefit to you, or directing you to the Aging and Disability Resource Center when we know that we will anticipate needs ahead of maybe what you're thinking in the moment, just to help set you up for success in the future.
Because as you said, when you're going through something like that, there's a lot of information thrown at you all at once. And some of it you don't necessarily understand. And if you don't have anybody there with you to help take notes, or I know I was that for my mom when she was going through care at a hospital. And to have that other ear there and know you're not alone, that's wonderful.
Yeah, even insurance. There's a lot to just know what your insurance covers. And that can be hard on its own. So we will help with that understanding.
Now, there you just said the golden words. We will help you with understanding insurance coverage. That's amazing, because that can be such a trial to navigate on your own. So tell me, this is, you said, your first year here with Lights of Love?
Yes, it is. I've been a part of this hospital for a very long time, but my first time at the event.
Wonderful. And you said that you're one of the care coordinators. Is there a whole team of you?
Yes, I cannot do this alone. So I have a wonderful team that helps me and across our region. So we are working together to support you, whether you're here or at another Aspirus hospital within our region. So we have a really great team that helps. Absolutely.
Yeah, that comes together and can support you. I know that there is it, I want to say 17 locations, but I could be wrong. How many? Maybe that's counting clinics and hospitals. But I know that we have quite an extensive Aspirus system here in the state.
So for my case management, our region services five different locations that we work through. But of course, we support the clinics and all those other extra, areas of need as needed.
Wonderful. You know, I'm really excited about the amount of people that we have here tonight. There is such a crowd gathering. Thank you for speaking with me tonight, Lisa.
Thank you.
And we will hear from you again later, because you are part of the program that's starting at 5:30, correct?
I am. Thank you.
Thank you for talking with me, Lisa. Oh, we're having a good time. Amber, I'm sorry. I'm getting confused because I got Lisa here and I got Amber. Amber, I'm so sorry. It's Amber. You know, she is so sweet. She just answers to whatever. But that was Amber Holmes. And she is the care coordinator here at Aspirus Riverview. And as she said, if you have any questions, she is more than happy to help you navigate what you've got after your care that you've received here, or if you have questions. So we're grateful to speak with her. We're having fun out here. People are gathering out here in front of. They're coming up for cookies. So make sure you come up and grab a cookie. And we're excited. Soon we're going to have the choir here to sing for us. And we've got our young sixth graders to share their essays that they wrote from Paige Jackin, the sixth grade one of the sixth grade teachers, in that essay contest on giving in the community. As she said, there were four different teachers that participated in that, in the essay contest for the sixth graders. We've got Cindy Bates and Janet Elkin are the choir directors for Grove School. We got the third through the fifth graders are going to be here to sing for us. And we will be starting our program here soon. We're going to take one more quick break before we head to that. And then we'll be starting our program at 5:30. Is that correct, Lisa? Yes, that is correct. So we are here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital for Lights of Love. I'm Alyssa Kay with WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening in the lane?
Hi, this is Melissa Kay with WFHR. We're here at Aspirus Riverview with Lights of Love. I'm going to do a quick interview here with Janet Alekna. She is one of the choir directors for the lovely bunch of students we have here waiting to sing for us. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
So tell us just briefly here what's going to happen when these kids sing.
Well, you're in for a treat. This is the Grove School Choir, and it's a mixture of third, fourth, and fifth graders that stay after school to learn the songs and get ready to perform around the community. And they're really excited to be here this year.
Oh, I bet. So this is an after school thing. This is even takes a little more dedication to be in this group.
It does. And they were thrilled, excited, and most of all when they heard they were going to be on the radio, that was just fantastic for them.
Oh, wonderful. And I know that your Cindy over there is passing out instruments. We've got kids are dressed up in costumes. So if you're not here, you want to be here to hear this. What are they going to sing for us tonight?
They are going to sing Up on the Housetop, and they're going to sing the Chipmunk song, and then We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, wonderful. That's, well, I'm impressed. That's a good number of songs. What instruments are they playing?
They have wood blocks and something called a slapstick and some jingle bells, of course.
And some jingle bells. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to send you on over there to get ready with the kids. I'm going to talk with Brian quick, and then we're going to start with the kids singing. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I'm warmer than I thought I would be, so this is a good thing. So it's Brian Keefe. Did I get it right?
You did, yes.
And tell us who you are.
I'm the president here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital and Clinics.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you, sir. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to you and let you get going with the program here.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I have a few written words, but I'll thank you with the light. That's what I need. So good evening, everyone, and welcome, of course, to the 2023 Aspirus Riverview Foundation Lights of Love Tree Lighting Ceremony. As we just discussed, I'm Brian Keefe, the president here at Aspirus Riverview, and it is my honor, obviously, to open the ceremony tonight. Now, I will tell you, this is only my second time at this ceremony, but throughout my career, I have experienced many ceremonies like this, and I just know how special these ceremonies are to everyone. And we do have the Riverview Hospital Auxiliary to thank for establishing this tradition over 20 years ago, a tradition that is now championed by all of us, this entire community. And that's, to me, what makes this ceremony that much more unique. But first, let us recall that we are gathered here to remember and honor those who have had an impact on our lives and on our community. The lights are a symbol of this remembrance and a symbol of how our loved ones are alive within us and within future generations when we take these moments to keep that memory and that spirit alive. You know, when I began my leadership at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, I was quickly impressed by the sense of community I felt amongst the team of dedicated caregivers. And you know what's interesting is it didn't stop there. I felt that same sense of community wherever I went. I noticed it in coffee shops. I noticed it in restaurants, at the grocery store, at the gas station. I mean, literally everywhere I went. We are so fortunate to have the Aspirus Riverview Foundation to proudly carry on the Lights of Love ceremony. And we're equally fortunate to be surrounded by the communities we serve, communities like the one I just talked about, that truly know what it means to be a community, but also be in community with each other. Because it is the support from all of you, the community partnerships, and the foundation that we can make a difference in the lives of those facing health challenges. Our community partnerships and last year's proceeds from this event directly support local community-based programs focused on substance use, behavioral health, food systems, and cancer needs. Because of you, the Lights of Love tree will shine brightly throughout the holiday season. Our loved ones, those who came before us, who established this strong sense of community, will live in our memories. These lights serve as a reminder to honor them by living our lives based on the example they set for us. I now invite you to join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Let's give it up for Brian. Thank you for joining us today and giving the opening. So now we're going to hear from the students. We're going to head over this way. I'm going to just bring another microphone with me. Here, I'll give this to you, Janet, and it's a little, so grab, okay, you pull and I'll hold that. All right, we're going to set up here to hear the students. They are the third through the fifth graders from Grove School, and we're going to hear them sing. We've got a number of selections here, and I'm just going to get a little bit closer, and we're going to let you take it away.
Reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joy. Ho, 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 who wanna go? Ho, 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 who wanna go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First of the stocking of little Nell, oh dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly, the lasting prize, one that can open and shut its eyes. Ho, 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 who wanna go? Ho, 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 who wanna go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down to the chimney with good Saint Nick. There's a stocking of little Bill, oh dear Santa, glorious Phil. Here's his a hammer and lots of tacks, whistle and a ball and a whip that cracks. Ho, 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 who wanna go? Ho, 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 who wanna go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Wonderful job. Yes, give it up for them. Woo! All right, great job. All right. And now we have another song. Wonderful. We all done? All right. Thank you so much. You guys did a wonderful job. Let's give them another round of applause.